I want to thank the Lord for letting us be in his house again. We're having such a good meeting. God's blessing us so good, and I praise him for it. I thank him for letting us come back tonight, and I thank God for the good crowd we've got and for visitors that have come, some that have driven a long way, and we just appreciate everybody that's made the effort to come to the house of God. It's just wonderful here. And there's two verses of scripture that came on my heart this evening. I refer to them a lot, and I use them a lot, and I want to share them again this evening. In the 28th, or in the 11th chapter of Matthew, in the 28th verse, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And so he was talking to a multitude when he said that. And the message is not only to the multitude, but it's to each one of us as individuals in that multitude. Then in the third chapter of John 3:3, Jesus was talking to one man, it's Nicodemus. And he said, "Verily, verily," which means truly, truly, "I say unto thee," except a man, and when it said man, it meant mankind. It's man, woman, boy, or girl. "I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And so those two scriptures are so simple and so much to the point. They were not just to that multitude back there, and they were not just to John, or not just to Nicodemus by himself. But when John told that, those scriptures were carried down to us. And I want to say to you tonight, when God speaks to your heart, come to him. Call on him. Seek him. The Bible said, "Seek and ye shall find." And that's a promise, folks. And so good to be here. Let's all stand for a word of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here. And God, thank you for every person that's here, and especially every visitor. God, we thank you for the spiritual, powerful meeting that you're giving us. And we pray, God, for that Holy Spirit to move in such great power again tonight. God, continue. Again, bless the singing, bless the preacher, bless the preaching. Lord, bless conviction to speak to the hearts of the lost. God, we just thank you for the great call that comes from you. And we praise you and we ask you for those things in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated, and we turn over to the choir. Brother Taylor.
Page 170.
Bye.
page 33.
Thank you.
had a feeling that was going to happen, but it gets me every time. I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful for the Lord moving tonight. And I'll tell you a little story. I was jumping in the Jeep after we got off work, and I turned on my windshield wipers, and they were frozen. And I thought, man, I'm going to drive up to the building. I'll just get a scraper. Well, the Jeep wouldn't go and drive, and the wipers didn't work. And I thought, oh, man. And I was getting kind of mad, and I went up there, and I just grabbed a different car off the lot, and I drove it. And on the way here, I thought, Lord, the devil does not want me here. And that's the reason I'm going. Because he's not going to hold me back from getting my blessing. Not only my blessing, but if I can pray for somebody and my presence can help them out just a little bit, that's why I'm here. I'm ready to fight for my people tonight. I hope you're here to fight, because we got people to fight for. It's important to be in your spot tonight. If you're not, it's important to come to the altar and get back in the fight. Because God didn't call you here for no reason. But I'm thankful to be here tonight, and I'm thankful, and I'm excited to hear Neil again. Man, I love you, buddy. But if you would, stand. Anybody have any unspoken prayer requests? Remember those. Any spoken requests? Remember that. Anybody else?
Once again, let's pray for this service. Pray for Brother Neil.
Yeah.
Pray for whoever might sing. Pray for God's convicting power, especially to speak powerfully to the lost.
Yeah.
And I thank God for letting us be here again.
Yeah, man. Anybody else got anything? If not, I'll have Landon lead us in prayer. Got a little verse I want to read here. I didn't know if I'd use it or not, but I had a feeling that I'd be up here sometime tonight. And it's in John chapter 6. And I was thinking about Christmas today, and I was able to read a little bit at work today. And John chapter 6, verse 25, it's about Jesus talking to the multitude. It says, "And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. And I kind of had a thought. I was thinking about, you know, Christmas and our kids and things like that. And, you know, I thought about there's a couple different kinds of love. And the one love was purchased love. And it's something where, you know, you give your kids things, and because of those things, they seem to love you. And those things kind of fade. And the other one I thought was unconditional love. And that's the love that my Savior gave me. There was a love that he had to pay for me. It wasn't because of things that he had given me in my life. It wasn't because of things that I'd done. It was unconditional love that he gave to me and died on the cross. But I'm thankful that we serve a great God. Anybody got a song or a testimony tonight? Anybody at all? Pray for him.
Now it's been a long, long road, and my soul has grown so weary, I just can't understand all the struggles within me. There's been times I've strayed away, and even times I could not pray. Somehow my faith would say, just hold on, there's a brighter day. He never gave up. He never gave up. Mercy reached down. That was enough. If you could see who I was before, then I'm sure that the wall, and you feel all hope is gone. If you often ask yourself, is there a reason to go on? Well, he looks beyond your guilt and shame. You see his mercy, it takes the blame. So just forget about your past and praise the Lord, you're free at last. He never gave up. He never gave up. Mercy reached down. That was enough. If you could see who I was before, then I'm sure that you'll agree. He never once ever gave up.
I'm sure that you'll agree, he never once ever gave up on me.
He never gave up. Was before, then I'm sure that you'll agree, he never once ever gave up on me. Saw a cross.
Thankful for that song. Anybody else have a song or a testimony? I was thinking about our little one, Harper. Every time we come to church, she sees the church. She goes, "Dad, there's my people." And I'm thankful for my people. And I'm thankful that not only do I get to raise them, but my people get to raise my kids. And I'm thankful for this church. And I'm thankful that she's raised me. She'll raise my kids. And hopefully she raises my grandkids. It's my job to make sure this church is still standing when my grandbabies come along. It might be a little while, but my people are going to be here. And I'm thankful for this church, and I love you. And I'm going to go ahead and turn over to Terry.
Thank the Lord for what we feel tonight. I'm telling you, God's here, and I thank Him. Thank Him for being here. Choir singing, the special singing, opening up, just bless my heart. It's just good to be in God's house, and it blesses me as I look back through here and see everybody that's here. Thank the Lord. I don't just mean that kind of offhanded. I mean that from the depths of my heart. I appreciate every person that's here tonight. And there's a purpose for every one of us that's here being here. It's not an accident or a coincidence. It's by the grace of God that we are here. And I'm not going to tarry long. Just wanted to say that. Folks, let's pray. I know you're already praying. I can feel it. But let's just pray with everything that within us is. And please, if you're here tonight and there's a need in you and God touches that, speaks to that, makes you aware of that, and you feel like coming to the altar, come. Please come. It's my privilege to turn over to our preaching brother, Brother Neil Warman. Come on, brother.
I appreciate being here. I was kind of amazed at how bad the roads got that quick. And I just want to say I appreciate everybody that's made the effort. I tell you, I told Sarah, I said, "You better be careful. You got the man in the car. You better not end up in the ditch." But she didn't. She just kind of laughed at me. But I'm thankful. I tell you, the more I'm on this journey, I'm thankful for it. But I feel like every time it's just like getting on the edge of a cliff and just jumping off. I enjoy studying, and I love studying, and Lord's really helped me and blessed me with that. But I mean, I'm willing to go and preach and say anything the Lord gives me to say, and He's the one who brings the message anyway. If I can just get out of the way and let the Lord do His job, which He wants to do and is willing to do, somebody will get some help tonight, and it'll help me. I appreciate what the Lord does. It's He's a good paymaster, but I'm thankful. I'm just thankful. I appreciate this revival. It's helped me. It's helped me so much. I've learned. Get to be with you one more time. I appreciate that. And I wanted to say this. I appreciate Pleasant View. You guys came a long way. I appreciate making the effort. I got text messages from other people from Pleasant View that didn't make it. And it means a lot to me. I appreciate Pleasant View and how they've supported us. But boy, I'm thankful most of all and how we serve the Lord together. And how that's the goal, is just for the Lord to just move. It's not about anyone individually. It's about the church getting people saved. And my heart's desire is to see somebody get saved tonight. I just keep thinking all day. I said it the other day. Somebody's eternal soul's in the balance. That's why this revival's going on. There's a reason for this revival. And it's helped me, and it's helped others. I know it has. And I'm thankful for it. So you just pray. I'll try my best. I'll take my time and or as little time as I need to take. The thoughts I got this morning was on the woman with the issue of blood. So as soon as I can figure out where all my marks are at, my heart's desire is just to preach the word of the Lord tonight. I don't want to be in the way. any more than I have to, but I'm thankful for what he's done for me, so I want to do a little bit for him. So you just pray. I'm going to read. This is in Luke, the 8th chapter of Luke. And I just wanted to, I thought it was real neat. Lord, give me a thought. When they were singing up here a minute ago, I said, if you could see who I was before, then you would agree. And I don't know if I said that just right. But what I thought was, each one of them sang a part like that. And I just thought that's each one of their testimony. They sung it a little bit different. Each one of us, when you get saved, you've got your own testimony. It's personal to me. I remember when I was a little boy, I remember sitting at church camp. I tell it all the time. I was only lost for just a few minutes. That's what I tell people. I don't remember being lost. I just remember the Lord calling. I remember coming up and praying. I can remember bending down. I can remember praying about soccer, of all things. I was a 9-year-old boy. I didn't know what to pray. But in my heart, I cried out to the Lord. Well, how do you know, preacher? Because I got saved that day. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. I say it all the time. And if that's all I could ever say for the Lord, is it's the best thing that ever happened to me. And there's spirit in it. That's what I'm going to say. I'm thankful the Lord sometimes will give us the spirit to say that, Andrew. I'm thankful that he moves through the camp sometimes and he'll stir us up. I'm so thankful for that. So you just pray. I love this story, and I just hope the Lord will just preach and come through. He's given me a lot of ideas and thoughts, and sometimes it's hard to get them narrowed down. But so you just pray. I want to start right there in the right at the 43rd verse. And it said, a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling. And falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for all what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace. While he spake, there cometh. I'm sorry, I don't need to read any more of that. I'm just going to take my time. I want to feel where the Lord's at. I want to go from there. I might read another scripture, and the Lord will just tie them together. And if I can find it, the other thought I had about the certain ruler, rich young ruler, is what I've come to know him as. This is in the 18th chapter of Luke. I'm going to read this story. This is kind of more than I've done, but I'm searching the Lord, Terry. I want the Lord to move. And if there's no the preaching is not going to come from me. It's going to come from the Lord. And if the Lord don't give it to me, I'll be glad to sit down. But boy, I'm telling you, there's somebody here tonight that needs the Lord, and I want to do my part. So this is what I want to read. And it said, a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, and he was it says, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shalt thou have riches enter into the kingdom of God. So you just pray. I'm gonna take my time. I just want to do my part. I'm sorry, it may not be long, but it'll be. I'm just trying to give you what the Lord gave me. So when my thoughts are along that woman, and she come through, and I can just see I can just see the struggle, and you just pray for me, and I know you're praying for me. I can feel the prayers. I thought of sitting there. I feel like Moses up on the mountain when the battle's going on, and I feel like the church is holding my arms up. I'm nothing special, but boy, I'm telling you, I'm thankful that the church is praying, because if it wasn't for the church, boy, this wouldn't be a revival. There wouldn't be no gospel going out if it wasn't going through the heart of the church, and I'm thankful for that. It amazes me. Along the more journey I'm on, the longer it becomes. We say it all the time, the sweeter it gets. That's true. I believe that. It gets so sweet to me. But boy, it gets even sweeter when you start getting involved and the people will start reaching out. You start getting involved in the church and watch what happens. You'll have people reach out to you that you didn't even think knew your name. And I'm going to tell you something else. I look up to Chase Lay. I've had maybe one conversation with him, and he texted me the other day. I didn't even think he knew my name. Not that I think Chase is anything special. He's a preacher like me. But boy, I'm thankful when God's people are in revival, and there's people getting saved. Boy, God's people get involved, and he's praying. I'm thankful for that. There's others praying. It's just amazing to me. Doesn't it amaze you where the Lord can reach, how far the Lord's reach is? And I keep thinking of the scripture. He can reach way down into the old pit where I was and pull me out and set me in heavenly places. I'm so thankful for that. So you just pray. That woman at the well, she had an issue. It said she had an issue for 12 years and she spent all she had. And I love this. And I love this because it talks about the law a little bit. Back in Lamentations, or Leviticus, I'm sorry, talking Leviticus, it talks about how she was unclean is what she was. It was a big deal for what was going on with her. She was not supposed to touch people. There's a lot back in the 15th chapter that when she touched things, she was unclean. And I can just feel that. I know I'm a man. I'm not a woman. And I can just feel. I didn't have her problem. But can't you just picture with me 12 years she's had this issue in her world, in the law back then. She was unclean for 12 years. She couldn't touch people. Can you imagine looking at somebody now that's got issues? We look at people, we think they're not as good as I am, or this, that, and the other. But boy, she had it bad. People didn't want to be around her. Lepers had the same problem. They were unclean too. As long as you had the disease, you were unclean. Don't that sound like being lost to you? Boy, I'm telling you what, that's where this is going, and I'm thankful for it that way. I'm thankful that the Lord can reach the unreachable. He touched the untouchable. See, in the law, you couldn't touch them because then I became unclean. But boy, Jesus didn't become unclean when he reached down and touched an old sinner like me. Boy, when she reached out, and this is what I love about this story, she had to give all that she had. She had to forget. It said it not only didn't help her, it got worse when she tried to go to the physicians. Said they couldn't heal her. But boy, when she heard about Jesus, that's where she knew she had to go. I'm so thankful for the Lord speaking to you. He's telling you where to go. I had to come up to an altar when I was a little boy. I'd heard the gospel a few times. I'm sure I had. That might have been the first church camp I'd ever been to. I don't remember a whole lot back then. But when the Lord spoke to me, I knew I had to get to Him. Because if I didn't, I may not have gotten another chance. And I'm so thankful that I did. I came and got saved. It's helped me my whole life. It leads me and guides me. There's times I don't follow Him like I should. And I regret those times. But boy, I'm thankful. There's a scripture that says, don't you remember when you were a Gentile? When you were uncircumcised. What's that talking about? That's talking about when you were lost. Don't you remember when you wanted to get saved so bad? Don't you remember when you realized that you needed the Lord when He first spoke to you? Don't you remember that? I tell you, I appreciate knowing that. I appreciate remembering the times that I was struggling. Because just, Andrew, I appreciate what you said. The Lord is going to be there to help us, but old devil wants us to stay home. Boy, when you come through times like that, when the old devil tries to keep you away, you can remember there's blessings at the house of the Lord. There's people to fight for. There's a cause why we're here. Boy, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for people like you that see what the devil's trying to do. And he says, get behind me, devil.
devil, and he can cast him away, and you can come get a blessing. Boy, I'm telling you, so this woman, she had an issue for 12 years, and I can just, I just feel for her. I feel bad for her. She comes, and she reaches the hem of his garment, and boy, he knew something had happened. And I love this. I love this. I'm Peter. I know I am. I'd be like, Lord, what do you mean, who touched you? You got to be kidding me. There's hundreds of people around here. What do you mean, who touched you? Boy, the Lord knows when you're calling out for him. The Lord knew when she reached out for him. Boy, the virtue that went into her is the same virtue that went into me. Boy, I'm thankful for that virtue. Boy, it helps me every day. But boy, I'm so thankful for this. Boy, I'm telling you, in the crowd, she knew he was talking about her. I'm so thankful. It would have been real easy if she stand there. It wasn't me. Boy, everybody else was touching you. It wasn't me. But deep down on the inside, the virtue she had let her know that he was looking at her. And he she came trembling and fearful. Boy, that's how you have to come. Boy, fear is the beginning of wisdom. Boy, you've got to come. Get scared, because the time's coming. If you don't have what you need, you're going to be in hell. You're not going to be in heaven. Just like the resurrection of brother sang about. Boy, there's a resurrection of the just and the unjust. We're all getting up. But it's up to you to decide where you're going. What do you mean, preacher? If you don't get saved, you're choosing to go to hell. Jesus died for you. Boy, he went to the old rugged cross. He laid himself down. I don't believe they had to hold him, Terry. I believe he laid himself down and let them nail him to the cross. Boy, I'm thankful for that. It's hard sometimes to thank the Lord for that. But boy, if he hadn't done that, I wouldn't be saved today. He had to go. He had to do it. I'm so thankful for that. There's a scripture that talks about being blind, and I'm thankful for it. It talks about how he came and he was justified, and he talked about how he was telling the Pharisees he had just healed a blind person. And he said, let me just read it. It's in 9th chapter, John. I can't remember nothing, but I'm thankful. Lord's good to me. I might not remember anything, but boy, I've got something to tell you. The Lord's too good to me to worry about what I can and can't remember. He can help me when nobody else can. So you just pray. This is in 9th chapter. In the end, it said, and Jesus said, for judgment I am come unto this world, that they which see might, or they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and they said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. What does that mean, preacher? Boy, you've got to see it the way the Lord wants you to see it. You've got to change your nature. You've got to forget about what you think you know about this world. You've got to come under the Lord. You've got to listen to him. You can't think that you're anything special. You can't think that I don't need that. You can't think that we're all brainwashed. You've got to answer when the Lord calls. You've got to let him change your nature. You've got to want to get saved. You've got to ask him, Lord, please save me. Terry, I was thinking about what you said. I've heard you say it a million times. You're sitting on the mourner's bench, and you said, Lord, if you don't save me, I'm a goner. Boy, that fits everybody today. If you're praying, wanting to get saved, you've got to say, Lord, I'm a goner if you don't save me. Boy, that's how bad you have to want it. You have to surrender it all to him. Boy, I'm so thankful for that. Boy, the Lord's good to us. I'm so thankful. I think that's about all I got. I really appreciate the Lord coming through. I think we need a song. Terry, come help us. Church, stand with us. Boy, if the Lord's calling you, you need to come today. I'm telling you, it's the best thing you could do. It'll get you on the right track. Best of all, you'll have a living hope, a lively hope. Down on the inside, you'll have sweet peace beyond understanding. Boy, I'm thankful for that. You won't understand what kind of peace I'm talking about until you get it. You've got to have it. You've got to come get it for yourself. Boy, I'm thankful for that. Please come. Please come. Go ahead.
God's calling. Obey the Lord tonight. Come on.
Lord, I'm standing in Please your come. Church asking for forgiveness. I failed so many times, it's hard to tell.
Come on. Bless him more.
I feel that I'm the least in this church house.
Boy, I think the Lord's got it worked out that way.
And
boy, I'm thankful he didn't
love,
get what he needed. He
went
away sad.
Hell.
He went away sorrowful. Said he was a rich man. He
right
was rich in
now
his own eyes. You've
got
to be rich in the Lord. You've got to have what the Lord was talking about. I love when the Lord was talking to him. He explained it just right. So what must I do to inherit? He said, you've got to do something. You've got to obey the law.
Lord,
you've got to follow it. You can't do that. I heard Melvin King preach one time. There's two ways to get to heaven. He told us, he said, you might kick me out of the church. He said, but the one way is impossible. The only person that could be perfect was Jesus. You can't do that. You can't follow the law perfect. You've got to come under him. He did it for you. That's why they had to do all that back then, because they were getting unclean. The Lord can clean you up. He can wash you in the blood of the Lamb, and you can get redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Please come.
Save me from eternal death.
Please come.
Your child is near. Yeah. I want to be.
Come on. Come on.
To live with you.
Obey the Lord.
I believe in your mercy and your grace.
Amen.
And I believe in your forgiveness of my sins.
Please come. Come on.
And I believe my debt was canceled at Calvary.
Yeah, Lord.
Where Jesus died so I can live again.
Please obey the Lord.
I need you, Lord. Please come into my life.
Surely God's calling.
Lord, please save me.
Yeah, Lord, please save me. Praise the Lord. Good to be here tonight and good to hear the gospel. Good to feel the power of God. Good to hear these good songs. Listen, I feel like somebody, and I feel like there's more than one somebody that's needing to come. Of course, you have to feel that for yourself, know that for yourself. I'm not trying to criticize you or judge you or anything like that. I'm just telling you my burden. But I want to make an invitation like this tonight. Whatever your need is, I want to ask you to come to the altar. Whatever it is that you're wrestling with and having trouble with and can't deal with, God's big enough to deal with it. Now, I want to tell you this. As we go through life, and we're on a path that God's put us on, and in relationships that God's put us in, and going down the road that God's put us on. God knows everything about us. But what God has that he's wanting for us to do, Satan will come by and he'll say, you can't do that. That won't work for you. That'll never last for you. You can't do that. That's just not you. Well, I want you to know tonight the devil is a liar. And I want you to know God's big enough to do anything. Let me ask you this. I know this may sound a little silly, but I want you to think about it. Do you think God made the earth and put it in space? Well, yeah, probably. Did he put the moon and the sun and the stars in the sky? Did he give us day and night? Did he make light and divide the light from the darkness? Well, seemed like he probably did. Did he give his son Jesus to die on the cross, and then did he raise him from the dead? Well, yeah. Well, if he did that, then he can do for us what we need done today. He did the greatest thing for me that ever was done for me when I was 12 years old. He saved my soul. But he's done some more great things for me since then along the journey of life. There have been some times in life that I was what seemed like a crossroad. And I was about to make a wrong turn, go the wrong direction. You, preacher, would you ever think of doing that? I've thought of a lot of things I shouldn't have thought of. But I want you to know God's still God. He's there all the time. Now, whether you're lost and you need to come get saved, or whether you're out of fellowship with God and you need to come and repent and get straightened up, or whether you've just got some things you're dealing with and you need some help, I'm not going to judge you, and I'm not going to make you give a speech. If you want to come and pray, you get done. Want to go back to your seat? That's okay. Whatever you and the Lord wants, okay with me. But we need tonight to obey the Lord. We need to do something tonight and put God first and take a step for the Master.
Yep.
And again, all those things are important to me. But nothing is more important than somebody getting saved.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're lost, it's up to you to seek him so you can find him.
Yep.
Whatever your need is, you've got a responsibility to make a move. The Lord said, draw nine to me, and I'll draw nine to you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you make an effort? I believe we're going to sing another song here in just a minute. I want to beg of you right now. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to wait till the song starts. You can step out and come right now. If you feel God calling you, that's the time to come, no matter what's going on in any other thing. You can come when the Lord's calling.
Yep.
Trust the Lord and let him have his way while they sing this song. Please come. That's great preaching, great singing, great spirit. Somebody needs to come. Sing when you're ready. Obey the Lord.
Once I had wondered.
Listen.
In sin's dark night.
Yeah.
There was no way to make my wrongs right.
Come on.
Then
Come on.
Accuser to the Lord.
Lord, I can't. Yes, you can. He that's within you is greater than he that's within the world. And if God's wanting you to do something, you know what? He'll help you do it. God never asked us to do anything and leaves us alone. When he wants us to do something, he holds us in his arms of love. Said, I'll go with you. I'll do that with you. We'll do that together. Please obey the Lord. That's what he wants. Boy, we got a big God. Pray for Taylor as she comes to get satisfied tonight. Obey the Lord. Mind him, children. Praise God that she's come. One of my great burdens. But I believe there's others here needing to come. Come on. Get in. Obey the Lord.
The blood that cleanses.
Please come.
From the highest
star
in heaven.
Amen.
To the depths of the sea. It's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
Amen.
Now there are those who rely on the works that they do, and others who count on the times they've prayed through. Oh, but when my battle's over and the victory is won, I'll go home to be with Jesus, the Father's only Son. And it's still the blood that saves. It's still the blood that cleanses within. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
I believe they're going to sing another one. I felt like saying this. Terry wrote, the scripture he read when he opened up was kind of, it was on my mind when he said it. This is in Matthew. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And I thought about that when I was reading about the woman. And when you think about her situation and how troubled she must have been, boy, wouldn't that have been good to find a verse like that and find a Lord that says, "Come unto me, all ye that are laboring and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." If you're labored and heavy laden, you can come to the Lord and He will give you rest. I'm so thankful for that. All you got to do is come. All you got to do is come. He makes it so easy. I'm telling you, we're the ones that make it complicated, don't it? I'm telling you, I'm so thankful that I got saved when I did. I'm thankful that I've got family that are saved. I'm thankful I've got people around me. I'm thankful for the ones that are coming to get saved. Boy, if you're here, you can get saved. I'm so thankful the Lord's moving. There's still power here. Sometimes when stuff happens, the service, like, it might be over. Boy, if the Lord's calling you, it's not over. He's still giving you opportunity. As He sings, "I love Him," He's following the Lord. Please come. Please come.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way.
Come on.
I was wretched and vile as could
be. Come on. Don't let the world hold you back.
But my Savior,
give it over to the Lord. Please come. Song, you got to volunteer for the Lord. It's time to volunteer. Come on, please come. Please come.
For me,
how long are you going to wait? We don't have tomorrow, maybe. We don't know. Roads are bad. Things can happen. I seen crashes on the way home today, Levi. Boy, I'm telling you, we're not promised tomorrow. Please come while the Lord's calling. Please come. Please come.
When He reached down His hand for me.
Please come.
Oh, I was near to despair when Jesus came to me there. That's when He showed me that I could go free.
Please come.
Then He lifted my feet. He gave me glory complete when He reached down His hand for me.
Please come.
When my Savior reached down for me, He had to when I hear His sweet voice in the tempest
to Him.
Come on.
I can cling.
Come on.
There to lean on His arm, safe, secure from the harm, since He reached down His hand for me. When my Savior reached down for me, He had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or His Son, when He reached down His hand for me. Once I went walking down a long, lonely road. I thought I had no one who could share my heavy load. But then my mind went soaring back to a place I'd never been. And I realized that I was standing at the foot of my King. There were three lonely crosses on a hillside that day. And as I looked at my Savior, I cried, "Lord, take me away." My Savior was dead. Well, I stood there in silence, thinking, "Lord, how can this be? That Your beloved Son, He gave His life just for me." But then I heard a sweet voice whisper, "Child, lift up your head, for the one that you see hanging there, well, Jesus, He's not dead. He's alive, He's alive. No death could not hold Him. He's alive, He's alive. Oh, stone, it was rolled away. Satan fought, he won the battle when Jesus died on that tree. But my Jesus came back from the grave, and He won the victory. Well, I fell to my knees, and I started to pray. I said, I want to be born again.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, make a way.
Yeah.
For I was guilty of sin, and my sentence it was to die. But Jesus saw this old hopeless boy, and the blood it was applied. Now I'm alive. I'm alive.
Jesus to make you alive. I'm glad I'm alive. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. victory.
Yeah. All right. I had this impression. If you guys wouldn't mind singing that last part again. Yeah. I thought about this. The woman, she made her way, and the Lord healed her. The virtue went out of her. But if she hadn't have went, she wouldn't have got healed. She wouldn't have got the virtue. You can absolutely sit in your seat. You can go home without the virtue. But boy, I'm telling you, you'll never regret making that move. I'm telling you, she had to fight through a crowd. You might not have to fight through a crowd. But boy, you need him just as bad as she did. You need him more than your next breath. You need him. That's the only way you can get to heaven. Please sing that again. I'm telling you, somebody needs to come real bad. Please don't fight against the Lord. Obey the Lord.
Well,
obey him. Come on.
Silent,
don't sit in your seat.
Thinking,
please,
Lord,
come.
How can this
get
be?
Get fixed up. Get what you
that
need.
Your
come on.
Beloved son, he gave his
come
life
on.
Just for
yeah.
me. But then I heard that
yeah.
sweet voice whisper,
yeah.
child, lift up your head, for the one that you see hanging there, well, Jesus, he's
yeah.
not dead, he's alive, he's alive, no death could not hold him, he's alive, he's alive, oh, it's all stolen away, Satan thought that he won the battle. Jesus died on that tree. Oh, but Jesus came back from the grave and he won the victory. Well, I fell to my knees and I started to pray. I said, I want to be born again. Oh, Lord, make a sentence it was to die, but Jesus saw this old hopeless boy and the blood it was applied. Now I'm alive,
yeah.
I'm alive,
yeah.
no,
you can be alive, come on,
not hold me,
mm-hmm.
I'm alive, I'm alive, oh, I know that I am saved. Satan thought that he won the battle when he saw the sin in me. Oh, but Jesus reached down for me and I won the victory.
Oh, David, thank the good Lord. Good singing. As I'm getting ready to sing tonight, I'll repeat what Neil said. Somebody else needs to come. Now you can feel it. Thank God for this. It's already going on. But if you need to come, you need to come. Obey the Lord. Go ahead.
Lord, just want me to say this. I was reading in Romans earlier, Jeremy.
Help him.
It said, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound.
Amen.
Sorry, I'm thankful this morning my soul's been abounded by that grace.
Amen.
And yours can too.
Yeah.
Oh, I just listened to the Lord this evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I we none stir you
trust
wrong.
Him.
I'm thankful for everybody that's prayed for us and right here.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing impossible with my God.
Amen.
Well, he's just as sure as I'm standing here, the Lord will save that little girl right there.
Yeah.
But
amen.
I believe there's more.
Yeah.
We ought to have an altar full here. In
right.
I got a good church house. I will sit and pray with you. We'll pray with you all night if we got to.
Yeah.
But I got a good God. He's wanting to save your soul this evening. So as they sing, come.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mind him.
Old Daniel bowed his head and he prayed, but no answer came for 21 days. He thought the Lord had not heard his servant's prayer. But an angel was sent from God that same day, and the prince of darkness stood in his way. The angel overtook him. I can hear Daniel say, there's power in prayer. There's power in prayer. If you'll believe, he's standing right there for you to receive. The problems you face, he's all that you'll need. There's power. He's the God that won't fail when friends let you down. So cast all your cares on him, for I've found he can take a heartache, turn it around. There's power in prayer. I prayed and prayed, but no answer came. My days turned to weeks, my weeks turned to pain, and I cried, oh Lord, it seems that you haven't heard my prayer. Oh, but he said, I heard you the first time you called. Satan tried to block your answer and stall, but reinforcements had came, and Satan had to withdraw. There's power in prayer. There's power in prayer. If you'll believe, he's standing right there for you to receive. The problems you face, he's all that you'll need. There's power in prayer. He's the God that won't fail.
Say something, Bob? Go ahead.
You pray for me. I'm sorry to the church. I tell you, I watched Taylor online come up here so many times. I thought how many times I wanted to pray with her. And I'm here tonight. And I was sitting back there and I thought, well, I was praying for my seat. And the Lord just convicted me. He said, why aren't you up there with her?
Yeah.
And I was, oh, Lord, I can't do anything. I can't save Taylor. But I can do what God tells me to do. And that's to come up here. And you're at a church where you have that freedom,
yeah,
the liberty, the honor and privilege to do that for your people.
Yeah.
And you need to follow the Lord. And yeah. I fail him every day.
Me too.
Every day. But I want to do better. I want to follow him. I'll keep praying for Taylor until she gets, because I know she will. But I know there's others lost. And I'll keep praying. But I just love you all. And to follow the Lord. And just keep me up for your prayers. Keep us all in your prayers. My family, we need it.
Bless him, Lord. Thank the Lord for this meeting. I appreciate Taylor. Appreciate her coming and seeking. Just keep praying. I'm glad she's still coming and still seeking. And we just keep praying. And one of these days, she'll feel the victory. Good to be here tonight. Good to hear the gospel preached and good testimonies and the good songs. And about tomorrow night.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Come at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And, boy, we've got a good crowd tonight. And I thought with the weather it might impact some people, and maybe it did. But I think a lot of people made a great effort to get here tonight. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. And appreciate Bob's testimony about, you know, thought he could have prayed back there, but God wanted him up here. We need to do whatever God wants us to do.
Yep.
And if we'll do that, God sure bless us.
Yep.
And so I appreciate that. And everything's been done. Now, anybody got anything on your heart you want to say or do? Anything? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Sure glad to have her. Glad to have both of them. Wonderful. And keep praying, like I said, for Mom and Grandma. Please do that. Anybody else? Amen. Linda's got a song on her heart. And pray while she sings. You know, I expect that God said, I want to call some more. I want to go a little farther. You know, Jesus, when the disciples stopped to pray, Jesus went a little farther. And we need to follow Jesus. We need to go just as far as he wants us to. So while she sings this song, if you need to come and pray or whatever you need to do, obey the Lord.
Before I sing, I was sitting there thinking about her, how many times that she's came to pray and how many times that Peyton came to pray and different ones. Mackenzie, I can just go on and name different ones, but when you come to that point where you just trust in the Lord with everything that you've got, and that's all you've got, you. So this song came on my heart, so I'm going to try to sing it. And this song fits a lot of situations in life, so pray for me.
Help the Lord.
When you call on one who you cannot see, and you give him your heart for all eternity, that's when faith begins.
Amen.
When you turn away from all of your sin and you trust in the Lord to cleanse you within, that's when faith begins. With a childlike trust, you hold out your hand.
Amen.
Simply believing salvation's plan.
Somebody can still come, obey the Lord.
When you feel you can't go on another day,
if you're lost, if you're out of fellowship, if you just got a problem, if you need to pray for somebody else, you might want to come to the altar and pray for somebody else. You can do that. Obey the Lord.
Faith steps
in. You might even need to join the church. If God wants you to, that's okay. Obey the Lord.
When all seems lost, there's no hope in sight, and still you sing on through the night, that's when faith steps in.
Bless the Lord.
Faith brings joy and peace in the midst of the storm. It sends out a lifeline when you're tossed and worn. When you say goodbye to your dearest friends, and with tear-filled eyes, you say I'll see them again. That's when faith steps in. When you take your last breath in this world down here, and you close your eyes without any fear, that's when faith steps in. Faith will carry you where feet have never trod, safely to heaven, into the arms of God. When you open your eyes to that heavenly scene, and you realize it isn't a dream, that's when faith will end. When you gaze on Him face to face, and you rest in His sweet embrace, that's when faith will end. That's when faith will
the Lord for His good move. Yes, sir, Lord. Appreciate this good meeting tonight. Anything else on anybody's heart? And as I said before, you don't have to say anything. If you want to, you're welcome. It'll just be up to you. Anybody got anything? All right. Sure good to be here tonight. I'm already excited about coming back tomorrow night. That's really true. Thank the Lord. I'm not the only one who feels that way. I think a whole bunch of people feels that way. Pray much. If you can come back, do. If you can't come back, pray. And either way, tell other folks about it. Nothing else? We'll ask everybody in seats to stand. Liberty to go in the fear of the Lord. Go praying, come praying. Thank you.